We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are starting the first Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, approximately 6 lines from the top. Hanoidim Eroya Yacham. You make a neder, I'm not going to have a no from people who see the sun. That's the pasuk that means. See the sun. Also, besumin. You also even besumin. Why? So Nisgavin Ze Elamisha Acham Eroya Oison. Your kavana was for anyone the sun sees, not you see the sun. So Gemara says, how do you know that? Maybe he meant to say, for people who see the sun, and then for coming lafuke blind people. My timer, when loy come in harayim lafuke dogim v'ubrim. When loy come in harayim, since it didn't say min harayim, and said raye chama, so it sounds like we're saying what the chama sees. So what do come lafuke? Doesn't the sun see everything? So the Gemara says, lafuke dogim v'ubrim, coming to exclude fish, which are underwater, and ubrim, which are in the mother's womb, they're not really also, because that's something the sun will see. I'm asking enough from anyone the sun sees. And nafkamina will be on uber, he can't have enough from uber right now, so when after uber is born, I can have enough of him, because he wasn't part of his neder. Now, Tosfos declares like this. Tosfos says, Shar bar l'chayim asurim, comes that not only are people also, anything the sun sees are all animals also. What about plants? Zok Tosfos on plants says miu betvua peris v'chodova she'ein bei ruach chayim shari avagav lechama roya oisam the kibush hiske roya chama. Since you said roya chama, like ein mikro yoytze de pshutai mashuk davka bal chayim she ruin li roya chama. That much, you know, that much you are going to say you have to see the chama. Therefore, tvua won't be included. What? Uber Yerachim? Either way, it's Lashem Le'adam. We're talking about people who the sun can see. There's no lumdus when it comes to this. We'll see in the Dharma a lot of times. Lashem Le'adam. What do you call? Reicham means people the sun sees. The Uber the sun cannot see. Akaponim, so Suman are included because the sun can see the Suma. But Dog and Uber are excluded. And we said Tvua also is not included in the Isser, Tvua and Paris, because it has to be some Shaykhis to Reicham as well. That's how the Tosfos learns. So the next Mishnah, new Mishnah. Hanoidim Mishchayre HaRosh. You make an ed, I'm not going to have enough of people with black heads. Aser B'Karachim, you aser people who are bald and the head is not black because they don't have hair. Ubali Seivos, even you also even Bali Seivos, even also they have white hair. I'll explain in a second why. Umutter B'Noshim V'Ketanim, and you mutter in Noshim and Ketanim. Why? Shenikum Shchayre HaRosh Al Noshim. Because people who call Shchayre HaRosh, only men. Now, what's pshat in this? Let's see the Gemara. What's pshat? Zok to Gemara, my time, midloy kam bali sar. If you wanted to just ask the people with here, he would have said, I'm asking any people with here. Since he didn't say this, it's Shchayre Rosh. He's giving a name to people. He's saying, people are called, men are called Shchayre Rosh. Why? Because men sometimes cover the hair, sometimes don't cover the hair. So they're called Shchayre Rosh. Mashekin Noshim Akhtanim, we'll see in a second. Mutu Noshim Akhtanim, Shaini Krom Shchayre Rosh Al-Anoshim, my time, my Noshim Zimna Mechas Roshayu, Zimna Gal Roshayu. Sometimes they cover the hair, sometimes they don't cover the head. They're called the covered heads. And ketanim are considered uncovered heads. So he's saying, which means men who they're not always covered, not always uncovered, they call them black heads. So the shaila is, so why are then bald people and bali severs included? Because he just meant people who we call shchayre reish. That's what it means. The Rosh says a little different. The Rosh says that the reason why we count Karachim and Bali Seivos is because they at one point had black hair. They at one point had hair. It's difficult to call Reish. But like upon him, what it is mashma in this Gemara is that men sometimes have a head uncovered, which seems like that it's a riot. They don't have to wear a yarmulke, ikaradina. The goyin and the rich chayis over here off an art bring a riot from here. That a man is not mechuyev mendina to cover his hair. About him, then you're a shemayah, you have to cover your hair, but mendin Gemara, you don't have to. But the Ma'aseh Tosfos really barns the question, and Tosfos says that it's ba'kroi. He says, "Become welcome ba'alma megal ma'roish. We got mutarim legalis ba'kroi ba'alma. Fill the phone nekol oylam ashenkim enoshim." Maybe he's saying by a man, ba'kroi you could do it. But avada the minig oylam and the minig in Klal Yisrael is like brought down in Shulchan Aruch to cover your head with a yarmulke. But this Gemara is, if you want to learn ikad din, it could be as an Indian from this Gemara. You see that they don't have to cover the head because they're calling people men shchayre reish, and the ladies are called people who cover the hair, and ketanim are called people who don't cover the head. Zok the next Mishnah, new Mishnah again. Hanoider mina yaludim. If you is asa no from people who are born already, so mutter b'neiladim. You mutter anyone gets born after my neder. Let's say minarei lodim, losh minarei lodim, which means people are going to be born. Also minarei lodim. You also from the people who are born already. You also have both. The people who are going to be born and the people who are born already. That's the halacha. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Good question. We'll see in the Gemara. This man yama hod, minarei lodim includes both. Rameir mata af bi'eludim, which sounds like Rameir's matter af bi'eludim matter by both. It sounds like side the noiladim and side the eludim, side of people who are going to be born, who are born already. V'chama imrim, which in the Ryan will explain in the Gemara that Chama just explaining his first shita. Lenes gavin zel mishnah darkly valid. The kavana was people who give birth. So we need a hezbe for this mishnah. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. It said, Rameir says that if you say minarei lodim, I'm asking enough, everyone's going to be born. So the Mishnah said, also even for the people who were born. Rameir says, imata af bi'eludim. You mutter inside the people who were born and going to be born. So who are you asking exactly? Rameir, I believe, minarei lodim, and it's possible that the minarei lodim, the one who's going to be born, are mutter, el man asa, who do you ask from? So there's something missing in the Mishnah. V'ach k'tani, hanoidem minarei lodim. If you're noided from many yeludim, the people who were born already, mutter ben yeludim, you mutter the people going to be born. Min yeludim, if you say from the people going to be born, also be yeludim, you also even be yeludim. That's Pshat Nechama. We'll see why in a second. Ramei Omer, af hanoidem min yeludim, if you ask it from the people going to be born, mutter be yeludim, you mutter the people who are born already. Just like the first neder, ki heich den adem and yeludim. If you ask her the people who are born, mutter b'nei lodim, you mutter who are going to be born. If I ask her the going to be born, I'm mutter in the born already. Same thing. So that's what Rameya says. So Rameya holds that it's always exactly what you said. So what's the bir ha-machlekes? So I'm going to explain right now. Basically, what Rameya and Rabbanan is, when I say I'm going to ask her all the people going to be born, according to Rabbanan, you ask her from both. Rameya says you only ask her from the ones who are going to be born, not the ones who are born already. So what's the Biyah Machlaikis? Only a popular Abayah, the Memra, it sounds like from you, the Noiladim, the Siyadim Mashma. It sounds like from the whole Sugya here, that Noiladim is Mashma, going to be born. Elamiyata, hanging in Taicha Pasik, where Yaakov Avinu is talking to Yosef, and saying, your two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, will be like Reuven and Shimon. The Pasik says, Ata Shnei Venechan, Noiladim Lecha Beretz Mitzrayim, they were born to you in Mitzrayim, Ad Bayalech, before I came. Ephraim and Asher, Reuven and Shimon, you Lee. That's the pasuk says. So you see, a lot of that means that they're born already. Hakanam the Siyadnu is going to be born. They're born already. So the Gemara says back to you. Oh, so you're saying the Yaldu means born already. Elamai the Yaldu Masha is Master born already. Elamai the Chesiv says in the pasuk when they're talking to Chizkiyo, he named Ben Noel the base David Yoshio Shmoi, and this was even before Chizkiyo had any children. Hakanam the Ava v'Hadai Menashe Leiba. Menashe was Yoshio, was Chizkiyo, then Menashe then Yoshio. Even Menashe wasn't born yet. So you see, noilad means going to be born. Ella, the word noiladim is mashma both ways. El mashma achi mashma achi. It's mashma going to be born. It's mashma born already. Uvenedarim halakach losh meyadim. Uvenedarim go both losh meyadim. So according to the Rabbanon, now we know because of Rameir Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold just like noiladim in the Torah goes both ways. It's ambidextrous. Same way in the losh meyadim also noiladim can be both ways. Masha inkein Rameir. Mashenka Rameir, Rameir holds, no, it's only Mashma, Neiladim is going to be born in Lashem Neiladim. Avad in Torah, Neiladim means both ways. But in Lashem Neiladim means going to be born. Therefore, if I said, when the children are going to be born, I'm mutter in the Yeludim. And Vacham, the end of the Mishnah, say, Vacham, when it's Gavin, the Mishnah, Dark, the Vol, it means to say like this. Neiladim means both ways. So what do I mean by saying Neiladim? Neiladim just means for the type of people who give birth. So let's see the Gemara. It's coming to exclude fish and birds that they give birth to eggs. They don't give birth to the creatures. They give birth to eggs. So they don't give birth to the offspring. It's an egg, and the egg hatches. So that's what coming lafuke when they said minarei lodim. The things that give birth. So the Fiyach Chom Neiladim is matched for both like a Torah, therefore you also from the ones who are going to be born, ones who were born. Rameh's Neiladim means, like it sounds, going to be born. And we don't go Lashem Neiladim. And therefore, you are mutter in the Yeludim because you only ask her the Neiladim.